So welcome to the next talk about free sewing by Joost. And yeah, have fun.
All right, thank you for coming to my little talk here at Fosdem. Before I start, I just want to say it's really cool to be here today. I came to Fosdem the first time, I think it was 2003. It was amazing. It was also absolutely overwhelming. I was afraid to talk to anybody. And all of these people seemed like, I don't know, like it would be cool to be like them, but like I just didn't think that that was something that I had in me. Yet here I am today. And the road I took to get here was, I think, an unusual one, because I'm here to talk about free sewing, which is an open source software that I created and maintain. Sewing. So for those of you who are in the room, because the room they actually wanted to get into had one of those dreaded "the room is full" signs, I appreciate that this might be a shock. It's a bit of a niche topic, but don't panic. I'm going to do my best to make it interesting. Okay, so I got into sewing by accident, really. It was the end of 2010, and I got sick with mononucleosis, also known as mono, also known as glandular fever, also known as the kissing disease. And it's anecdotal evidence, but I was not in a relationship at the time, so I can vouch that that label is accurate. The hallmark feature of mono is extreme fatigue. And I can tell you, I was so tired and exhausted, it was incredible. I was too tired even to eat. I mean, I was so skinny. I don't recommend it, but it really, mono gives Ozempic a run for its money when it comes to weight loss. This was the end of 2010, and so by the end of my sick leave, because I couldn't work, it was coming up to the Christmas holidays, and between Christmas and New Year, I had time off from work, you know, from my job anyway. And so I found myself in these weird days between Christmas and New Year, feeling a little bit better, still not great, but like so bored. I was like bored out of my mind. I'd been stuck in bed for a couple of weeks, and I was like, I need to do something. And I had a sewing machine that I had bought at one point because I felt it was like something you should have in your house to do repairs and stuff. But it had mostly been gathering dust. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make some clothes. I'm going to make something. So I ventured out to my local haberdashery. And I should point out that back then I had no idea what a haberdashery was, because it's one of those weird words that I learned through sewing, but it's basically a shop where you can buy sewing supplies and, you know, knitting needles and things for textile crafts. I actually went to this one. This is from Google Street View. It's the Veritas in Rue Neuf, here in Brussels, very close to Place Roger, which is where I lived back then. So I went in there, I bought some fabric, you know, some thread and little bits and pieces that you need to get started, and I also bought a sewing pattern. Now, I don't really know that it was exactly this sewing pattern, but it might have well been. You know, this is sort of like the cover, the envelope. The sewing pattern is actually inside of it. And so what I did in those final days of 2010 is I sat behind the sewing machine and I tried to follow the instructions and the pattern and tried to make these trousers, because I was like, it would be nice to have some trousers to go to work, right? And then lo and behold, in 2011, at the start of the year, when the holidays were over, I went to work, and I was wearing these new trousers, you know? And I wore them with the sort of, like, confidence of, like, yeah, I made this thing, ain't that great? And then also the ignorance of, like, not realizing how terrible they actually were, because, you know, my first pair of trousers was not great. These I made 2 years later. I don't have pictures of the first pair, I'm sorry. I think you can still see that they were handmade, but, you know, they're acceptable, I think I can do better today, but, you know, these were sort of like, okay. So it was the start of the year, it was January, and I was really, like, hyped about this, you know, like, not just that I had been sick, but then also to come out of it with something that I made with my own hands that I could wear, you know, it was really, like, a great feeling. So I was like, okay, that's it now. Okay, from here on forward, I will make all of my own clothes. I will not buy anything. I will just make everything. I'm going to be that guy. Well, there's some issues with this, to be honest. For starters, I quickly figured out that socks were not something I was going to make, because I don't knit. And so, you know, I was like, okay, socks are okay. For the longest time, I only bought socks. Of course, I still wore the clothes that I already had, but then as those started wearing out, I started realizing there's other things that are not that obvious for me to make. So that being said, until today, I still don't buy any clothes that I can make myself. And of course, I made everything I'm wearing today because, you know, I felt this was important. Not the hat, though. Shit, not the hat. Okay, so like I would refer to this as like the honeymoon period. I was really on a high of having that initial success because, I mean, I was willing to fail. I just did it out of boredom, but like it worked out, and I was like, oh, this is great. And so I immediately pictured myself as like, oh, you know, this is going to be a life-changing event. And I sort of imagined in my head that I'd be something like this guy, right? Just like this super suave, like everything. And this has not happened. Right? Because sewing does not really change who you are. I've learned a lot through it, and there's definite things that have changed, but I'm still the same person, right? Some things that do change is that I'm a lot more conscious about the clothes that I'm wearing, and the clothes, how they fit, how they are made, stuff like that. I also pay a lot more attention to what other people are wearing, and so on and so forth. And if you're like, oh, but yeah, I also pay attention to what other people are wearing, you know, because I saw such and such wear this and that on TikTok, and then I ran out to Temu to buy a knockoff version of that. That's not really what this is about. So